The first of two public hearings for three nine-story residential buildings with 108 units apiece at the top of the Sunrise Ridge Drive Hill is scheduled to take place on April 15. The Saldan Construction Group proposal has been widely opposed by area residents, many of whom packed a room at the Quality Inn last month to hear from company president Sam Biasucci. The proposed nine-story residential buildings would take shape at the end of each of the cul-de-sacs which currently close off the streets stemming from Sunrise Ridge Drive at the top of the hill. Several residents appeared irate during last month's meeting, expressing concern for their property values, traffic congestion, added noise and changes to the character of their neighborhood. Biasucci's plan would see to it that 36 units in each building be classified as affordable, with rents paid for market units subsidizing their cost. The mid-rise builds are a change from Biasucci's earlier plan to construct an additional 66 single-unit dwellings. A traffic impact study by engineers at CIMA Plus has been tabled as part of the April 15 meeting, and compares the difference in traffic between 70 single detached residential units and 324 residential units in the three mid-rise buildings. With single detached residential units, the report states the development would generate 57 new auto trips during the weekday morning peak hour and 75 new auto trips during the weekday afternoon hour. The three mid-rise buildings would generate 110 auto trips during the weekday morning peak hour and 119 during the weekday afternoon peak hour. During the meeting in early March with area residents, Biasucci told the crowd the study indicated there'd be, basically, equal or less traffic with the 324 units than there would be with the development of 66 residential lots. According to the report, both single detached residential units and the three nine-story mid-rise buildings would yield traffic volume within acceptable service levels, with no mitigation measures required. In a report by City Senior Planner Bailey Chabot, which is up for discussion on April 15, no recommendations have been made regarding whether to proceed with the proposal. Instead, the resolution calls for a complete review of the file in preparation for the second hearing. It's anticipated that a planning recommendation report will be tabled for City Council consideration this summer. If approved, Chabot's report notes that an estimated $1.3 million in tax revenue would be generated, assuming 324 dwelling units are assessed at an average of $275,000 at 2023 property tax rates. The April 15 Planning Committee meeting of City Council will begin at 1 p.m. and can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. With several letters filed in opposition to the proposal, it's likely a number of area residents will show up to oppose the development. Area resident Patrizio Massiero clarified in his letter, "We are not NIMBYs, we are RIMBYs. Reasonable in my backyard." He expressed concern about vehicle maneuverability up and down the narrow roads, noise pollution, impact on wildlife, water pressure, privacy and neighborhood aesthetics. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.